It's been a long time since I've been here. And I'm Steve Harris, 534 Buick. I've heard that the council and the staff kind of wonder why citizens aren't showing up to the meetings anymore here. One of the reasons might be the way some of the citizens get treated when they try and talk here. That's the way they get treated in the public by some of the people right here in the staff. And I'm going to bring this to your attention. On March 17th, my wife and I were at Bingo's. Our mayor, Bud Leonard, asked me if I had spoken with my old friend Sally Riley from CPAC. And then went on to say, who turned us into the grand jury? And then went on to say that someone who called the grand jury on Ray Adele about an emergency job on Mobile and Bellevue, so he made it specific what it was about. He also stated that Jay, I'm sorry he's not here tonight to answer this, had to appear before the grand jury and figured it was either me, Steve Harris, or Sally that called the grand jury. I was also told that it must not have been me because I was on vacation when this happened. Well, my response to that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Bud, was that anything that has to do with the grand jury, I'm not a legal expert, but it's confidential. And if Jay did indeed tell Bud that, he brought that to public.
You didn't say a goddamn word. It's really easy to put two and two together. And when we know we had to go to the grand jury,
okay.
And we also know what went on up there, nothing is secret.
Well, I bet you're different than the grand jury, Bud, is secret. They take confidential matters very, very seriously. And I'm going to ask you tonight, and I'm going to ask Jay, and I'm going to ask this council, that you step down, and so does Jay. That if you guys have that little respect for the law and the citizens of this town, no, I'm not going to get off of it. I broke the law.
Let's hold this now. Let's just calm down a little bit. I realize the tensions are kind of high, but.
Yeah, they have been for a couple of weeks. And I'm appalled at the lack of respect the mayor and the interim city manager have for the law and request at least a public apology and then ask them both to step down. And I'd like that for the record, please.
Please put it on the record.
Okay, and if you have any questions, feel free to call me. What's
that? I can't tell you from here right now.
I can't hear you.
I said I can tell you from here right now.
What do you want to tell me about?
I don't think I'd like to see it in public. There's a whole bunch of people around this town that are just trying to destroy this town. Are you one of them?
No, I don't want to destroy this town, but do you?
Well, sure. No, I don't.
Then why do you bring this to be in a public place and ask those things in a public place?
I'm just going to have to say that that's enough.
Let's call a hearing. I'll bring my witnesses, like you said.
I asked you something and I did not jump on you or anything else like that. As I've been accused of by a certain organization.
Those are the facts that they happened, Bud.
No, those aren't the facts.
Okay, then let's take it to a hearing and we'll see.
I think you're probably moving.
Okay, let me know.
They can let you know.
Pardon me?
They can let you know.
Who's they?
You know what I'm talking about.
Let's move on. Who's going to let me know, Bud?
You know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? Why don't you clarify? You're making some accusations here.
Let's move on. Discussion's over.
Okay, I've had
probably a better time.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and get that. Pardon me?
It's
say for the record that the mayor just called a citizen of Rio Dale an asshole. Okay?
Do you vote even?
Thank you for your time.
Okay.